Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind chill advisory that will go into effect tonight. Otherwise, partly sunny skies will see temperatures falling. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 5 below. Wind chill values as low as minus 21. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 9. Tuesday night, clear with a low near 5 below. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, upper 20s. Currently, it's 9 above.
Here's a tech tip Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, a recent survey of ag producers in Kansas and Oklahoma indicated the large majority of farmers and ranchers believe that climate change is occurring. So with that in mind, a group of Central Plains ag scientists recently put forth a report on research needs in response to climate change. K-State agronomist Dan Devlin was among the researchers from K-State, Oklahoma State, and Texas A&M who created the report. Here's what it says about climate change and livestock research.
When we get the livestock, really even looking at the genetics of the animal, as you move through the Great Plains, the beef production, you see different cattle in Texas than you do in Kansas, and particularly than you do in Nebraska. And so looking at what are the genetic work that needs to be done, also looked at grazing lands. We would expect that will there be a change in grass, in the nutrient value of the grasses? If that would change, do we need to look at burning at different times? Are there things that we need to do around grazing land systems and grazing land health?
Well, Devlin hopes that what is proposed will catch the attention of those who fund agriculture research.
One of them is that, of course, we have a lot of federal funding sources, and they try to make decisions in Washington, and they take a lot of input around the country, and they try to determine funding priorities. And we've already shared this with them. I hope to get there, too, because obviously these are the type of funding priorities that we think they should be funding. Hopefully we'll be looking at that, and I hope this isn't just a static document that sits on the shelf somewhere, that we can come back in a year or two as we know more and look at this again and maybe reprioritize.
If you want to review the entire report on ag research priorities related to climate change in the Plains region, go to kcare.ksu.edu. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auction or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the cow-calf pairs. They'll be followed by the bred heifers, then the bred cows. This sale will feature 250 choice reputation Angus, red Angus, Charlet, Hereford, black white face, and red Brocker face first calf heifers. They'll all be bred to low birth weight bulls. They'll start calving late January up through April. This will be a high quality set of first calf heifers. Cow calf pairs include over 150 Angus and red Angus cross cows. They'll be from 2 years to older. They'll have September through December calves by side. We'll have over 250 Angus, red Angus, and sim Angus bred cows. They'll be offered from 3 years to short and solid. Many of the cows will be under 6 years of age. These cows are bred to Simmental Angus and red Simmental Angus bulls. They'll start calving early February through March. We will have more cows of all ages and breeds by sale time. To consign cows or for more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Governor Brownback has named an insurance executive to be acting secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The administration announced that Jeff Anderson will oversee the environmental management of the state's Medicaid program. The Kansas Senate must approve the nomination. Anderson has worked in various segments of the healthcare industry for 30 years. Anderson will begin his job on January 16th. He replaces Susan Mosier, who resigned in November. Heating your home during the winter months can create a financial burden. In an effort to keep Kansans warm this winter, the Kansas Department for Children and Families will begin accepting applications for its low-income energy assistance program starting tomorrow. The level of benefit varies according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, and the type of heating fuel and utility rates. Applications are available at the local DCF offices. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A man died in an accident around 9:30 last night in Saline County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a vehicle driven by a 40-year-old man from Chapman was eastbound about 3 miles east of the I-135 and I-70 interchange when a pedestrian identified as 35-year-old Cody Nordland of Florida was walking eastbound in the driving lane of the interstate. Nordland died at the scene. The Hutch Post reports that troopers say it's unknown why Nordland was walking on the interstate. A woman has been sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison for stealing a car from a Kansas City, Kansas gas station as a 3-year-old girl slept in the back seat in July. The Kansas City Star reports that 30-year-old Carrie Reich was sentenced Friday for attempted kidnapping. She pled no contest to the charge last month in Wyandotte County District Court. The abandoned vehicle was found in nearby Tonganoxie about an hour after the theft. Authorities say the little girl was not injured. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska lawmakers will review Governor Ricketts' budget plan this week with an eye on the state's projected revenue shortfall and requests from lobbyists, state agencies, and senators. The governor's plan relies on spending cuts and a withdrawal from the state's cash reserve. He's also asking lawmakers to tap into cash accounts held by state agencies and take back money that was appropriated but not yet spent. Authorities have filed 3 charges against a man shot while trying to flee from officers in Lincoln. Court records say Thomas Sailors of Beatrice faces charges of assault on an officer, theft, and operating a vehicle to avoid arrest. Police say a U.S. Marshal shot Sailors after Sailors hit the Marshal's car and 3 others. A 39-year-old man has died after a fire at a rural Boone County residence. The Columbus Telegram reports that firefighters found the unresponsive man in a basement bedroom. He was pronounced dead later at a hospital. His name has not been released. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers from the city's edge to the county line are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved county reorganization assignments, with Dave Meyer elected chairman of the board. After discussion, commissioners restored $5,000 for the county attorney's budget and voted unanimously to increase the county attorney's salary by $20,000 annually to a rate of $61,100 for Laura Johnson McNish, effective January 1st. It was noted that similar-sized county attorney salaries averaged $59,000. A proposed budget of $4,500 per month was approved with Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger for all county councilor and tax sale work, and they approved contracting with Nemahal County Attorney Brad Lippert to handle 4 or 5 child in need of care cases with conflicts at a rate of $100 per hour. Marshall County offices will be closed Monday in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Next commissioners meeting Tuesday beginning at 8:30 a.m. Washington County commissioners met last Monday. Gary Ouellette was elected chair and David Wilbrandt vice chair for 2018, with reorganization appointments named. The board formally approved a 3% base increase in the pay scale as previously discussed. County Treasurer Christy Metz submitted her resignation effective January 16th, citing personal issues. She has served 1 year of her 4-year elected term. The matter did not come up for discussion. However, commissioners did meet briefly with Metz in executive session. They also met briefly with Deputy Treasurer Karen Shaley, who will assume responsibilities until a replacement is chosen. The Washington County Republican Central Committee will meet to consider a replacement for the balance of Met's term. A motion to reappoint Lou Kern to the Washington County Hospital Board died for lack of a second. Another motion was passed naming Ron Nutz to the board. Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard advised that $2,300 was raised during the Salvation Army Christmas campaign. He advised the annual Storm Spotters meeting will be March 22nd and also spoke of reestablishing a resource council. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with the Road and Bridge Supervisor regarding plans for cement base work and overlay projects this summer. A bid of $471,500 with Coughlin Company was approved for reworking a 5-mile stretch of J Road south of Seneca. A full-time position in the department will be advertised as Office Assistant Janet Strike plans to retire at the end of February. Sheriff advised that he has hired Baxter DeFore as a corrections officer, filling a vacant position. Senior Services Public Transit Director Diane Youngins let commissioners know she's made it to the second stage of consideration for the public building grant recently applied for to build a new senior center. Youngins advised she will need to hold a public hearing prior to submitting the final grant proposal. Commissioners decided to hold the public hearing Monday, February 5th, 10 a.m. Seneca Nutrition Center. Mindy Sudbeck was approved for a 3-year appointment to the Kansas Governing Board. Nemahal County Commissioners' next meeting will be Tuesday beginning at 9 a.m. The Harvester's Food Pantry truck will not make a stop in Waterville on Tuesday. Wilma B. Woodcock, age 96, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wilma Woodcock. Robin Marie Sayers, age 52, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 1 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will meet friends Tuesday from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Robin Sayers. Louis Rogers, age 69, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church Christian Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Louis Rogers. Joy Delight Lindeen Claycamp, age 81, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30. At the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Joy Claycamp.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we are now on the backside of this low pressure system, which is going to bring us some very cold temperatures as we do have an Arctic high moving in across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. So we have numerous wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings in effect all the way across the central upper parts of the Midwest, as we're going to see wind chill valleys in our area as low as minus 24 tonight. So definitely make sure you kind of take precaution if you are going to be going out tonight. Otherwise, with this high pressure system overhead, we're going to see quiet weather over the next several days, and finally some warmer temperatures by Wednesday. So looking at the forecast, like I said, wind chill advisory for tonight. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, temperatures falling through the day. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 5 below. Wind chill valleys as low as minus 21. For tomorrow, looks like we're going to see mostly sunny skies, high near 9, and tomorrow night, mostly clear. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40, record high on this date 66 in 1952. The average low 19, the record low is 13 below zero in 1979. Sunset this evening at 5:24, sunrise in the morning at 7:40.
Call it the winter blahs, cabin fever, or just blue Monday. If you're down in the dumps, we'll share a few pick-me-ups on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on this day, and it's the third Monday in January, often regarded as Blue Monday, or the most depressing day of the year. There's no evidence at all to support that description, but many people do get the winter blahs from time to time. Here's a few simple remedies. Sleep when you're tired. Fighting natural circadian rhythms will make anyone feel out of sorts, so pay attention to what your body is telling you. In the daytime, get plenty of sun exposure. If not outdoors, sit by a sunny window. At least 20 minutes a day is recommended, and try to find some time for exercise. Vigorous physical activity is a great way to boost mood and energy levels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day anytime at almanac.com.
Another close one in the Sunflower Showdown over the weekend. Good Monday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Devontae Graham had 23 points. Malik Newman hit the go-ahead foul shots with 15 seconds left. And number 12, Kansas, held on to beat Kansas State 73-72 in a back-and-forth affair on Saturday. Udoka Azubuike added 18 points and 8 rebounds for the Jayhawks, who beat their Interstate 70 rival for the 6th straight time and 12th in a row at Allen Fieldhouse. Again, the final, KU over K-State, 73-72. Up next for KU, they'll visit Virginia tonight. Kansas State faces number 9 Oklahoma tomorrow night. Landry Shamet and backcourt mate Connor Frankamp each scored 16 points, and number 5 Wichita State held off Tulsa 72-69 on Saturday. Shamet made the first of 2 free throws with 8 seconds left for a 3-point edge. Mid-America Network Sports.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waterers use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers.
The Minnesota Vikings and Jacksonville Jaguars are going to next Sunday's NFL conference title games. Case Keenum heaved a 61-yard touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs in the game's final play to give the Vikings a 29-24 triumph over the Saints. Leonard Fournette ran for 109 yards and three touchdowns in the Jaguars' 45-42 victory over the second-seeded Steelers in Pittsburgh. The New York Mets have worked out a one-year contract with free agent first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, pending a physical. The 35-year-old Gonzalez was limited to 71 games last season because of a herniated disc in his back and was left off the LA Dodgers postseason roster. The five-time All-Star is a lifetime .288 hitter with 311 career home runs. And football coach Kevin Sumlin has been hired by the Arizona Wildcats. He's scheduled to be introduced at a news conference tomorrow. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldog wrestlers finish runner-up to Shawnee Mission, hosting the Jayhusker tournament Saturday. Championship to cap, runner-up finishes to Crown Over Ackerman, Slupionic, and Meridian. Consolation championships to Cromie, Shampoo, and Hornbeek, and a fourth-place finish for Snellings and Parker. Twin Valley Lake girls basketball tips off in the league tournament Saturday. Axtell over Washington County, 62-61. Clifton Clyde beat Onega, 49-23. Valley Heights girls took Lynn, 66-32. Donovan West beat Troy, 59-34. And Blue Valley topped Wetmore, 58-44. Boys Twin Valley Lake Tournament action. Axtell over Blue Valley, 72-50. Centralia down Troy, 64-35. Washington County beat Lynn, 45-43. Valley Heights over Frankfort, 53-51. And Wetmore beat Onega, 58-31. Brackets updated on our website at KeyIndyYRadio.com. Monday's basketball action in the Twin Valley Lake Tournament at Onega. At 3:15 in girls play, Valley Heights meets Clifton Clyde, and Hanover takes on Donovan West. Boys action at 4:45. Centralia tips off with Washington County. Clifton Clyde meets Valley Heights. Girls play at 6:15. Frankfort meets Axtell. Centralia tips off with Blue Valley. And the boys play at 7:45. Donovan West meets Axtell. Hanover tips off with Wetmore. Live coverage Monday from the Twin Valley Lake basketball tournament at Onega. Valley Heights girls meet Clifton Clyde, tipping off at 3:15, followed by the Washington County boys versus Centralia at 4:45. Both games live on Key NDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com and our mobile app as well. Kansas Jayhawks at West Virginia this evening, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on Key NDY FM 95.5.
Wildcat fans, K-State men's basketball hosts Georgia Saturday, January 27th in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack, and be sure to purchase your official purple or white shirt as we stripe out Bramlage for Coaches versus Cancer. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as the Wildcats host the Bulldogs in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Go Cats!
Try something new in your indoor garden this year. Consider growing the Easy Care Bilbergia bromeliad, known as Queen's Tears. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its strappy leaves spout out of the soil to create a graceful fountain of greenery. Give the plant space to show off, as it tends to be twice as wide as tall. The unique flowers remind me of a fuchsia. The pink, purple, yellow, or green flowers are surrounded by red or pink modified leaves known as bracts. Be patient, as it can take several years for the plant to reach maturity community and bloom. Grow Queen's Tears in a brightly lit location. Plant in a well-drained orchid potting mix. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil just slightly moist. Set them on pebbles and keep water in the saucer below, or group them with other plants for added humidity. And only fertilize spring through summer as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
If you have kids or grandkids in school, you've probably been asked to buy something as part of a school fundraiser. Such was the case at this school, but a teacher and some students stepped forward with a unique way to raise money and help the community without asking for donations. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi, and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Jerry Wass became the foreign language instructor at Purdy, Missouri Schools back in 2006. He inherited a fledgling Spanish club as part of his duties.
A couple of my students asked me one day, they said, "Senor Wass, isn't there something that we can do for community service with the club? Because we really need to show we're doing that for college applications."
The school and community were saturated with clubs selling items to raise money. Jerry and the students were looking for something different that would do more good in the area.
"Maybe we could start a recycling program here. We don't have one. That'd be a good thing to do. And maybe we could make some money from that." And lo and behold, that was the last fundraising we ever had to do.
The students began collecting recyclables from the school and took them to a nearby recycling center. While they were happy to do something worthwhile, they were discouraged that they received none of the profits from collecting all of the material.
"From the very beginning, we're very strong on the idea, if this is to last, we have to figure out how to make money on it. This has to be a viable enterprise."
So the club began to look for ways to store recycled materials and then work with a vendor to earn money. Their first real profit came from aluminum cans. But the cans took up too much space. Local road grader came in handy.
"And we spread all the aluminum cans out in the parking lot, and he ran them all over with the grader. And then we shoveled them into bags, and we had concentrated our aluminum cans. And that summer, our principal hauled them all to Joplin and turned them in, and we made our first actual money out of it."
But the program was destined to grow and make a larger impact than they could have ever imagined. That's next time. As we travel the countryside in Purdy, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Have you ever wondered what all those clucks and other noises mean in the chicken flock? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. With some observation, you can speak chicken too, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Every animal has its own way of communicating, and if we pay attention, we can figure out what they're telling us. Melissa Caughey went a step further. The Massachusetts chicken owner has learned how to speak chicken and wrote a book about it. Caughey says for years, she would observe her chickens and repeat back what she was hearing from them.
When they started coming up to me saying things, in quotes, I would repeat it back to them, and they would cock their heads side to side like a dog. And I thought to myself, wow, they're actually trying to communicate. I just kept trying to pay attention to what they were doing and watching their actions and watching where they were trying to take me.
Studies have shown that all chickens have at least 24 different vocalizations that include greetings, alerts, and disputes. They also have different pitches. Some are sopranos and others have more of an alto cluck quality. Caughey says after a while, chicken speak is easy to pick up on.
Chickens will say hello, and they do this as people come and go and as flock members come and go, and it's in my chicken coop. There's always one favorite nesting box, and the hens wait for that box to become available. And sometimes they're quite frantic, and I think they're saying to each other, get off the box, get out of the box, hurry up, are you done yet? Because I've got an egg on the way. And that one goes like, bop, 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 bop.
When calling, Caughey's flock is very different from the rest. She realized that the chickens have given her their own special name when they see her, want a treat, or some cuddle time, and it sounds quite regal. Find Caughey's book and learn how to speak chicken at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Economic optimism faded for farmers last year. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Profits were elusive for American farmers last year, and their mood reflects that. The Ag Economy Barometer, created by Purdue University and the CME Group to gauge farmers' opinions about their economic prospects, showed a substantial drop by year's end. Chris Hurt is a Purdue Ag economist.
It was a year of continued adjustment. And when we talk about continued adjustment, I think everybody in U.S. agriculture knows we've been through a boom cycle, followed by a moderation cycle.
Hurt doesn't call it a bust, but there is financial pressure.
Farm families have turned to their lenders, and they continued to do that in 2017 to help bridge the cash flow and income gap that we're seeing at this point.
Hurt says the livestock sector outperformed the crop sector, but overall farm income is down.
We expect to see continued adjustments trying to drive down cost of production on the cropping side.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, they report that winter wheat planted acres for harvest in 2018 estimated at 32.6 million acres. That's down less than 1% from 2017, down 10%, though, from 2016. This represents the second lowest U.S. acreage on record. Planting began in early September and remained behind the five-year average pace through early November, when things mostly wrapped up. Hard red winter wheat area is expected to total 23.1 million acres, down 2% from 2017. Planted acreage is down from last year across most of the growing region. The largest declines in planted acres estimated to be in Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Record low acreage was seeded in Nebraska as well as Utah. We also gathered the first estimate of the 2018 seeding for canola in Kansas and Oklahoma. Seeding in those states for 2018 harvest estimated at a combined 120,000 acres. That's a decline of 43% from what we saw in 2017. And a complete overhaul of the American Agriculture Guest Worker Program, a major part of a House plan to fix the immigration status of young people involved in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA. The DACA program currently tied up in an immigration reform battle on Capitol Hill. Report says Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte, as well as three other Republicans, introduced the Securing America's Future Act. The bill has several provisions in it, including an end to the green card program and claims to reduce an overall immigration by 25% a year. At the same time, the bill increases visas for skilled workers as well as agriculture workers, too. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
From Mid-America Ag Network. Markets closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday. Had kind of an active day on Friday. The USDA reports came out not friendly for corn, not friendly for wheat, and a little better news for soybeans. So that's kind of the way we finished the day on Friday. March corn down 2.5 at 346 and a quarter. May down 2.25 at 354 and three quarters. March Kansas City wheat down 14, 426 and a quarter. May KC wheat down 14 at 439 and three quarters. Kind of an ugly day for wheat. Soybeans, the news in the USDA reports for beans a little more favorable. January beans up 3.5 at 944. March beans up 10.5 at 960.5. The products were mixed. January soybean meal 20 cents higher at 309.80. March bean meal up 390 at 317. January soybean oil down 4 points at 32.93. March was down 2 points at 33.13. But corn and Kansas City wheat had kind of a tough day on Friday. Livestock numbers bounced around a good deal. Finished higher. February live cattle up 30, 117.37. April up 57 at 119.45. Most of the later months were up. January feeder cattle up 52 at 144.35. March feeder cattle up 127 at 142.65. And like live cattle, feeders, the later months were all up as well. So a pretty strong day for cattle all in all. Not huge gains, but like to see those plus signs. Hogs did well. February hogs up 60 at 71.57. April hogs up 50 at 74.32. So it turned out to be a decent day pretty much all the way across the livestock complex. Cotton gave up some of the gains of the past few days. March cotton down 97 points at 81.68. May and all the subsequent months were lower as well. So not a good day for cotton on Friday. Mixed numbers as we finished up the day Friday. Markets closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. I'm going to spend a couple of days this week looking back at highlights of the American Farm Bureau Convention. I'll do that after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Well, a week ago today, more than 6,000 members of the American Farm Bureau Federation gathered in Nashville, Tennessee for the 99th Annual Convention of Farm Bureau, heard and saw something that hadn't been seen for 26 years at the National Convention. A visit by the President of the United States. That last happened in 1992 when George H.W. Bush appeared on the program of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and now President Donald Trump appeared on the podium, at the podium, to address the Farm Bureau members in attendance. And when I was asked after the president's presentation what I thought, my response was, I would give the president's speechwriter an A-plus on that speech because he covered just about every base of interest to agriculture. And the president said he wanted an on-time farm bill, and he wanted it to include crop insurance. It was a 35-minute speech, but he offered comments about farm policy and crop insurance that proved to be one of the afternoon's biggest applause lines. The president said, I'm looking forward to working with Congress to pass the farm bill on time so that it delivers for all of you. And he said, I support a bill that includes crop insurance. The president singled out Senator Pat Roberts, Kansas Republican, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and a long longtime champion for farm policy and crop insurance, and he praised his relentless efforts on behalf of agriculture. He said, "We're working hard on the farm bill, and I think it is going to go well." He obviously had coaching from members of the USDA staff, including the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, because Sonny Perdue made it a point in his opening remarks to mention FFA and 4-H. Back with a final word after this message.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the cow-calf pairs. They'll be followed by the bred heifers, then the bred cows. The sale will feature 250 choice reputation Angus, red Angus, Charley, Hereford, black white face, and red Brock face first calf heifers. They'll all be bred to low birth weight bulls. They'll start calving late January up through April. This will be a high quality set of first calf heifers. Cow-calf pairs include over 150 Angus red and red Angus cross cows. They'll be from 2 years to older. They'll have September through December calves by side. We'll have over 250 Angus, red Angus, and sim Angus bred cows. They'll be offered from 3 years to short and solid. Many of the cows will be under 6 years of age. These cows are bred to Simmental Angus and red Simmental Angus bulls. They'll start calving early February through March. We will have more cows of all ages and breeds by sale time. To consign cows, or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 17th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
We'll talk more about the Farm Bureau Convention tomorrow. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Land continues to be one of the most profitable long-term investments. Farmers know that, and so do an increasing number of investors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better, and thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When farmland comes up for sale, the buyers are historically 65% expanding farmers and 35% investors. But those numbers have flip-flopped over the past year. Chuck Wingert is with the Realtors Land Institute in Minnesota. He says in 2017, there was an unusually high number of investors back in the market. They sold about 60 farms last year, and 60% were investors.
The last 4 years, they've only attributed about 20% of the purchases, and in normal times, they're about 35%. So what they're telling us is they feel the market's either dropped far enough or is at bottom that they're back in the market. Whether they're coming out of stocks at these high values, want to put in something safe, and others cite that they feel we're going to have inflation and land's just an ultra-safe place to be going forward.
Wingert says Minnesota and a few other states don't allow foreign investors or pension fund investors. However, because of the increasing world demand for food, they are seeing more foreign people buying land in other parts of the country. Commodity prices are low, so farmers might sell some of their acres to raise money, which would bring more land on the market. But this is an interesting time.
Banks have been very conservative in their lending, so we aren't seeing a lot of foreclosures because I think most farmers saw what happened in the 80s when high interest rates ate them up. We still have ultra-low interest rates, but we've got a big crop again. You have options if you have crop in the bin. A big price with nothing to sell doesn't feel good. So there's at least options.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the land market at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A provision in the overhaul of the United States tax code has had some unintended negative side effects on certain agribusinesses across the country. The provision gives producers a chance to cut down on their taxable income if they sell their commodities to agricultural cooperatives. It appears now that farmer-owned cooperatives like CHS came out ahead of other agribusiness giants like Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland. The Republicans who crafted that part of the bill were John Thune of South Dakota and John Hoven of North Dakota. Both men say they were trying to preserve an important provision from the previous tax code and that the outcome for co-ops was not intentional. They are now working with other lawmakers and officials from the agriculture industry to find a reasonable solution. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Ibaugh says the aim of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was to spur economic growth across America, including agriculture. The goal was to preserve the benefits of Section 199A for cooperatives and their patrons. He says the current language picks winners and losers in the ag marketplace, which is not something that should happen. In other news, the United States Department of Agriculture will start sending additional money to row crop farmers in 14 counties across seven states who are enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program. The move comes after the USDA reevaluated the program using a different method of determining county yields. The reevaluation was directed by a provision in the fiscal 2017 government spending measure, which authorized up to $5 million for a pilot project. North Dakota Senator John Hoven sponsored the pilot program and announced that the USDA was putting it into place. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Hello, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, coming to you from the Big Corn of 119th and West Kellogg. Are you in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Look no further. We've got you covered. With over 1,100 vehicles in stock, I'm sure we'll find the perfect vehicle to fit your wants, needs, and most importantly, your budget. Is your vehicle in need of service? Let our certified trained staff help you with all your needs, from tires, brakes, and batteries to oil changes. Call today or stop by or visit us online at mhford.com. At Mel Hamilton Ford, we care before, during, and after the sale, and that's the
KNDY.